We'll be back in a moment with tonight's episode of The Shadow, but first this word.
Hear Joe Dolan Saturday nights on KHJ Radio 93. From City Hall to Zanzibar, let's hear what you have to say on any subject that interests you. Saturday nights from 7:05 until midnight. Call Joe Dolan and he'll provide you with a forum for your blasts and bouquets. On KHJ, the information station for Los Angeles.
And now tonight's episode of The Shadow.
The Shadow, who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret. The hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs. Today's drama,
Death on the Rail.
Hello?
Hello, Margot?
Oh, Lamont, where are you?
Well, I'm leaving for your place in a few minutes. How's everything going out there in the country?
Oh, fine, thanks.
Well, that's good. I still wish you'd get over the habit of going out to that lonely place, Margot, all by yourself.
Oh, Lamont, I'm not alone. Katie, the new maid, is here.
But she isn't any protection.
Now, Lamont, we've had this all out before. I'm perfectly safe out here. Now, stop worrying about me and come on out. I'll wait dinner for you.
Very well. But do be careful, please. Bye.
Goodbye. Silly. I heard of such a thing. What could happen to me out here? Katie!
Yes, ma'am?
You come over here. I'll show you where the garden is.
Yes, Miss Margot.
See, this is it here, Katie.
Yes, I see.
Of course, it's still dead too early in the year, but soon you'll be able to get enough vegetables from it to feed us all summer long.
Yes, ma'am.
And look, over there is the flower garden. And right behind the house is a conservatory that you can... Katie... You're not listening to a word I'm saying. What's the matter?
Well, I... Not a thing, ma'am.
Oh, what is it? Tell me, Katie.
Well, it's the loneliness of this place. I wished I'd never come to work here, ma'am.
Loneliness?
Oh, now, Katie, you're just...
I mean it, ma'am.
You know, being a maid in a summer place sounded real nice when I was taking the job in the city. But now that I'm here, well, I wish I'd never come.
Oh, Katie, you'll get over that feeling.
Oh, no, I won't, ma'am. Why, last night, before you come here, Miss Lane, I heard so many noises and creakings and groanings that I... Well, I thought I'd be jumping out of my skin.
Oh, you're not afraid, are you, Katie?
Frankly, ma'am?
Well, yes, of course.
I am. Oh, and for good reason. Only last night, I come in the kitchen, and I seen a ghost.
A ghost?
Yes, ma'am, a ghost. It just stood there, staring at me. Of course, when I come nearer, it turned out to be a mop standing in the corner, all covered with cobwebs.
Oh, you can laugh, ma'am.
But if I hadn't already got me full growth, believe me, it would have scared me out of the rest of it.
Well, there are no ghosts around here, Katie, I can assure you. Come on, now, we'd better be getting inside. I think it's going to rain.
Yes, ma'am. Now, it's none of my business, I know, ma'am. But why were you after picking out a place so far from civilization like this?
Why, we've been coming here for years, Katie. It's an ideal summer place. 5 miles from the railroad, and no neighbors nearby.
And you call that ideal, ma'am?
Well, Mother and Dad and all of us love it here. And you'll feel the same way by the time the summer's over. You wait and see.
Well, I'm not sure.
Oh, now, we'd better get the rest of our unpacking job done, Katie, if we're...
Margot.
What?
I didn't leave the front door open. Did you?
Why, no. No, I didn't. Oh,
wait, of course I did. I remember now.
But I remember your closeness, ma'am. That I do. You pulled it shut.
Oh, now, Katie, stop acting like a child. I think I left the door open.
But if I didn't, what difference does it make?
Why, there might be somebody in there. Oh, Miss Margot, it ain't right for two women to be all alone out here in this forsaken...
Katie, stop that talk. Come inside and get to work.
Believe me, there's nothing to be afraid of.
Mr. Cranston will be here tonight. I'm expecting him any minute. So stop worrying.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, the first thing to do is to get those books on the shelves.
Mm.
Here, will you take some of these, please?
Yes, ma'am, I will. Oh, heaven save me, nothing but mystery stories. Oh, reading about spooks in a place like this, that's certainly carrying coals to Newcastle.
Oh, Katie, stop your mumbling.
Oh, no, I...
You don't have to read them. Just put them on the shelves.
Yes, ma'am. You know, I read a mystery story once. It was about a house just like this one. The family that lived in it was just like yours. They went to sleep one night and nobody heard from them for weeks. Finally, some folks broke the doors down and found them all butchered in their beds.
Butchered?
Yes, ma'am, butchered. And the worst of it was that... First of all...
Katie, what's wrong?
I saw it. Now, don't tell me I didn't. I saw it.
What?
Somebody's face looking down at me over the banister.
Oh, now, Katie, if you don't stop this business...
But I saw a face, I tell you. Oh, Miss Margot, I got to get out of here. I got to.
Listen to me, Katie. You didn't see anyone.
Oh,
there isn't a living soul within miles of this place. Now, stop your nonsense. There's nothing to be afraid of.
Well, maybe you're right. And maybe you're not.
Well, what's that?
Obviously, someone is at the door.
Well, I'm not going to open it.
Katie, I know that there's somebody out there that I'm not going to want to see. It's going to be the same thing that's been showing itself around this house.
Oh, be quiet, Katie. I'll open
it. Oh, don't you do it, Miss Lane. Don't you do
it. Please.
One moment.
Good evening.
Good evening. What do you want?
I hope you'll pardon this intrusion, but the storm is just about to break and I find myself without shelter. May I come in?
Well,
I'm a neighbor of yours. Portless is my name. I've just taken the house up the road.
Oh, really? Which way up the road?
To the right. The big white place with the stone gateway.
Oh.
Yes, I'm taking possession tomorrow. Thought I'd stroll about the countryside and get acquainted.
How interesting. It's a beautiful house.
Yes.
Lovely solarium on the first floor.
I like it.
And that's a delightful swimming pool behind the garden.
Yes, delightful.
Mr. Portless, that house happens to belong to my father's business partner. And he wouldn't part with it for anything. It has neither a solarium nor a swimming pool.
Uh-oh.
And besides, is it your custom to take a valise along with you for a little stroll through the countryside?
I knew it. I knew it was something dreadful when I heard the knock.
Well, I guess my little story didn't work.
No, I guess it didn't. Now, Mr. Portman,
wait,
if you don't mind.
Don't close the door, please. I only told you that because I wanted to avoid alarming you. Thought it would make things a good deal more simple if I appeared to be a neighbor. Since I am forced to ask you to put me up for the night.
To ask me to what?
Let me explain. You see, there's been some trouble on the 7:45 train for New York. Engine coupling went wrong, and since I'm not a well man, I couldn't risk my health waiting around the drafty station at Pilgrim Junction.
Now, don't let him in, Miss Lane. Please, close the door.
Please. So I inquired after the nearest habitation and was told there were no hotels, but that you were here opening your place for the season. So I just walked over.
I see. Didn't you find it rather a long walk for a sick man?
Listen, young lady, I'm not going to stand here explaining myself any longer.
No, I should say you're not.
Oh, no, you don't. You're not closing that door until I'm inside.
Let go of that door. Get out of here.
I'm sorry to have to impose on your hospitality. Nevertheless, I must.
Merciful saints, he's in.
No, you needn't be alarmed. I'm not going to harm.
I'm
going to
call for the police.
I wouldn't advise that, young lady.
Oh, no, don't call the police. He'd butcher us before we ever got to the phone.
No, I'd hardly do that, but I would suggest that you do not reveal my presence here to anyone.
Why have you come here? What do you want?
A night's lodging. I told you that's all. Your bedchambers are upstairs, I believe?
Yes, sir.
Will you show me to one of them, please?
Yes, sir.
Hey, we've got to, ma'am. We've got to. What if he would? This way, sir.
Thank you. Good night, young lady. I will be gone in the morning.
Yes, I wouldn't be surprised if we all are.
Not very funny, that last remark. Hello?
Is Lamont Cranston there?
Why, no, but I expect him soon.
Well, tell him, please, when he comes, to be very careful.
What? Why? What do you mean?
There are some desperate people in the neighborhood of your household. Stop at nothing.
Who are they?
I can't say any more just now, but please warn Mr. Cranston.
Who is this? Hello? Hello, who is
is this? Oh, hung up.
Miss Margot, what are we going to do?
Now, please, Katie, this is no time for a stare.
Oh, but I...
Now, listen to me. Stand there by the foot of the stairs and keep an eye out for Mr. Porter.
Yes.
I'm going to put a call in to Mr. Cranston in New York.
Oh, but why does he hear you do it? He'll butcher us, just like was in the story.
Oh, Katie, please.
Operator.
Hello, operator. This is Tegram 316.
Yes?
I want to put a call in to New York City. The number is... Operator. Operator, you still there? Operator! Operator! This phone's gone dead. Hello? Hello? The door. The door's opening. Look, someone's coming in. What do you want? Who are you?
Where is he?
Who? Who are you looking for?
You know who I'm looking for.
He's here all right. I saw him come in, so there's no point in trying to lie to me.
She's got a knife. She's carrying a knife in her hand.
Shut up, you.
Yes, ma'am. Now, where is he gone? Where is he hiding?
It's Mr. Portland. She's looking for that there Mr. Portland.
That's who I want. Tell me where he is.
You have no right to come into my house.
Tell me where he is, I said.
Upstairs. He went upstairs.
Oh, trying to hide from me. Well, I'll show him.
You show me what, Eloise?
There you are. I found you.
He's got the gun.
Please, please, both of you.
You didn't expect this sort of a reception, did you, Eloise?
You're not frightening me, Portless. I'm not afraid of that gun. Katie, go quickly for help.
Stay where you are, all of you.
Still the big, brave man when you're confronted by women, aren't you, Portless?
Put down that knife, Eloise.
Oh, no.
You will never learn discipline, will you? Give me that knife.
I'll give it to you. In your heart.
Oh, thanks above us. In his heart, he said.
Please, please, I can't hold on anymore.
Knife, Eloise. I'm going to give you the count of three to drop it. If you still insist on crossing me, I'll kill you on the spot. All right, now. One.
Oh, give it to him, miss.
You wouldn't dare to kill me.
I believe you know me better than that. Two.
Give it to him, please.
Stop it.
Will you
stop
give
it.
Me that knife?
No. I've bent to your will for the last time.
I've warned you.
Yes, he's warned you.
He'll do it. He'll kill you. Give him the knife.
No.
Three.
Shelley Berman, is it true that comedians are the world's most unhappy people? Richard Chamberlain, do you object to being called squeaky clean? I don't have the nerve to ask these questions, but Army Archer, KHJ's columnist to the stars, does. Listen to Army Archer Inside Hollywood, mornings right after the 9:30 news on KHJ, Radio 93.
Oh, but he didn't leave the house. We've seen that.
That makes no difference.
Come on.
Yes, but look back there. The lights are still on.
Do you want him to catch up to us?
Oh, sure. I'd be wanting that.
I think not.
Well, then come on.
Miss Margo, there's a car coming down the road.
Yes. Yes, we've got to stop. Perhaps they can help us.
Yes.
Stand out here in the road with me, Kate.
Oh, but what if they don't see us? They'll run us over.
Well, they'll see us. Wave your arm.
Yes, I'm making like a windmill, I am.
Hey! Get up, you!
Hey! Come on, Katie.
Margo, what's wrong?
Oh, it's you, Lamont. Thank heaven.
That's the day.
What are you doing out here in the rain, Margo? Well, what's happened?
Dreadful things, Lamont. Yes. The man came in. The woman was killed.
What?
And then we...
What did she say?
A strange man forced his way into the house and said he was staying the night.
Yes, and then the woman came. The dead one.
A dead woman came to the house?
Well, she wasn't dead when she came in. The man stopped and killed her.
Well, where is the man now?
I think he's still in the house.
Get off of the road. Here comes another automobile.
Oh, those fools. They saw us standing here.
Look. Look, that car. It's slowing down in front of the house.
Yes.
Oh, good heavens.
But look.
They're throwing someone out of the car.
Oh, stop. It's another killing.
Come on, Margot. We must get back to the house at once. Now listen. Do you hear that, Margot?
Yes. Seems to be coming from down here by the hedge.
With him. Him that was thrown from the car. I know it.
Hey, don't make so much noise. You don't want Portless to hear it.
It was him that was thrown from the car. I know it.
Let's have a look at that fellow.
There he is, Lamont, lying on the ground.
Look here. Who is that? No. Don't be alarmed, old man. Take it easy. We're here to help you.
Lamont, look at his shirt. It's covered with
blood. You're full. Can help now.
Take it easy, old man. Take it easy. We'll be the judge of that. No. Here. Yeah. Let's have a look at him.
No. Just leave me alone. Let me die.
Oh, we can't do that. You've got to let us help you.
Just a minute now. Here. Give me a hand with him, Margot. You must get him into the house.
Into the house? Oh, merciful saints. The house is full of killers and dead ones now.
Well, this man needs immediate attention.
Yes, but what about that Mr. Martless? Mr. Portless. Lamont will deal with him, Katie.
Portless. Did you say Portless?
Yes. Yes, you know him.
Portless is in that house.
Yes.
I've changed my mind. I want to go in there.
Oh, Lamont. Is he dead?
Just a minute. No, just fainted. Lost the blood, I imagine. Well, let's get him inside at once.
Katie, you go ahead and prepare some hot water and bandages.
Ahead? Where? Into the house. Merciful saints. With a madman running loose in there, I should say not. You'd be carrying him in and me out.
We'll go. All go in together, then. There. Wait a minute. I've got him now, Margot. You lead the way.
All right. Lamont, what's behind us?
Well, I'd like to be, Miss Margot. Way behind it.
Oh, please, Katie. Well, Lamont?
I don't know. This man here was evidently taken for a ride. He, in turn, knows the chap that just killed a woman in your house. It's all linked up together somehow.
Lamont, someone called for you a little while ago.
Oh, who was it?
Oh, he didn't say, but he left a message that there were some desperate people in the neighborhood, and he warned you to be careful.
Oh, I see.
Lamont, we can't just walk into the house with Portless waiting there for us with a gun. What do we do?
Call out to him. Tell him we're coming in. It's the only way.
Call out to him? Oh, but that only gives him a chance.
Quiet, please.
Mr. Portless! Mr. Portless, we're coming in.
Why don't he answer?
Open the door, Margot.
Come on, do you think we should?
Open the door.
All right.
I'll go ahead in.
Oh, we're just putting our head in the lion's mouth.
It's all right, Margot. There's no one here. Come ahead.
All right, come on, Katie.
As I said before, we're putting our head in the lion's mouth.
Oh, Katie, will you stop?
Get some water, please, Margot. Some hot water and get some cloth for bandages.
Katie, what's wrong?
It's gone. It's gone.
What? What are you talking about?
The body of that woman. She was lying right here by the stairs. That soul, Lamont.
Margot, are you positive that she was shot?
Oh, Lamont, we heard the gun and we saw a fool.
Yeah, we're dealing with spooks now, too.
Nonsense. She's evidently been taken away by the man who shot her.
Well, then where are they? Still in this house?
Perhaps I'd better find out.
Wait a minute, Lamont. Where are you going?
Upstairs to have a look around. We won't be safe here until that man is found. Or meanwhile, Margot, it might not be a bad idea if you call the police.
Well, the phone is dead, Lamont. The wires were evidently cut.
Oh, I see. Well, if anything goes wrong down here, call out to me.
All right. But do be careful, Lamont.
Don't worry. I will.
Now look at the pickle we're in. All alone in a house with one dead, one dying, and one waiting to kill some more.
Oh, Katie, I can't stand any more of your complaining. You can leave here right now if you wish.
Leave?
Leave? For where? Out into that storm with spooks chasing me all the way?
Oh, no, not at all. If I must die, I'm going to die in comfort in a warm house.
Oh, what was that? The
man seems to be regaining consciousness. Get me some water, Katie, please.
Oh. Well, all right. Sorry. But I'm telling you, there's nothing but a pack of butchers.
Where am I?
You're in safe hands. Just relax, please.
Oh, yes, you found me. You're the one.
Yes.
Brought me into the house.
Yes, that's right.
Wait. He said, Portless. was in this house.
Yes, he was.
Where is he? Where is he now?
I don't know.
Find him. Wait. They wrecked the train.
What? What are you saying?
Porter sent his gang. Dynamited the train off the tracks. People killed. Many people.
Good heavens, when did this happen?
7:45 train. Tonight.
Why did they do it?
Money. Had the train of money in a mail car.
How do you know all this?
I was stranded with a gang. Supposed to report them.
Then you're with the police?
Yes, but they found out. Took me for a ride. They left me for dead.
Then you're looking for Portland to turn him over to the authorities.
Yes, that's right.
Oh. Lamont, did you see any sign of him?
No, but I found his black valise.
That's the bag he was
carrying. I thought so.
Lamont, this man has regained consciousness, and he's just told me all about Portland. He and his gang have wrecked and robbed a train.
What?
That bag contains the money they stole.
Are you sure?
Yes, give it to me.
I'll take that bag. I hope this gun is sufficiently impressive to stop any of you from attempting to interfere with me. I wish to be alone with this gentleman who brought into the house. Both of you go into that room.
No, don't leave me alone with him.
I'm locking the door of that room. Please, if either of you attempt to get out, I'm warning you, I'll shoot and shoot to kill.
Mom, what are we going to do? He'll kill that poor man. I know he will.
But we're locked in this room, Margot.
Well, locked doors have never bothered you before, Lamont.
I know, but...
But you must do something, Lamont. What's the matter with you?
What do you mean?
You let him lock us in this room without even putting up any sort of a fight.
Well, he had a gun, Margot.
A gun has never made any difference to the Shadow.
Well, this may not be a case for the Shadow, Margot.
This may not be a... With a man's life at stake? Oh, man, what's come over you?
If you hadn't come to this place alone, none of this would have happened.
Oh, I know. I realize now that you were right about that. But I'll never do it again. But please, the Shadow can save that man. You must do it, Lamont.
But how can I get out of this room?
The window. Through that window, then in the kitchen door.
Please don't, Portland.
Listen, you're torturing him. Go on, Lamont. Go at once.
I've spent enough time with you,
Nordahl.
Now you're going to pay for
double crossing.
Leave me alone.
Why hasn't the Shadow gotten in there?
Give away from me, Portland. Give away.
The Shadow, he's there.
What was that? Where did that voice come from?
It appears that I arrived here just in time, eh, Mr. Portland?
Where are you? Who are you?
I believe that you might know me as the Shadow.
That's
I see that the name is a familiar one to you. Then you must know why I'm here.
I'm not going to interfere with my plans, Shadow.
Put down that gun, Portless.
Oh, good heavens.
You don't frighten me.
Put down that gun, I say.
Attaboy, Lamont.
Let me warn you, Shadow. You may be invisible, but I have a very keen sense of hearing. Very keen indeed. I know exactly where you are right now by the sound of your voice.
That'll be of no help to you, Porter.
Why, at the contrary, you're made of flesh and blood, aren't you? A well-directed bullet will find its mark in your body, whether you remain invisible or not.
Others have tried your little scheme, Porter, but they've failed. Just as you will fail.
Well, I'm superior to others.
Listen to him.
I can disprove that.
How?
By taking away your gun.
Oh, no, you don't.
Hold him on.
How do you like that, Mr. Shadow? I told you you'd let your match.
Oh, no. What's happened? Lamont!
You see this? No! That's all that remains of the Shadow.
No! No! Lamont!
Yeah, she's coming to now. Margot, are you all right, darling?
Oh, Lamont.
Easy now, easy.
But I thought...
Now, Miss Lane, just take this glass of water. That's it.
Oh, Porter, what are you doing here? Nordoff, you're walking around. You're all well again.
Yes, Margot, that's perfectly all right.
Well, I'm afraid you had too much of a shock, Miss Lane. Oh, this is fine. Now it is the mystery woman who was shot. That's all I needed. Not really shot. Wait a minute. I don't understand.
Well, all this was a little hoax of mine, Margot. I intended it to be a lesson to you for remaining here alone, but it... I guess my little game backfired.
That's putting it mildly. And incidentally, what happened to the shadow? I heard his voice in the other room, and then the shot that killed him.
I guess Mr. Clance was pretending to be the shadow was a little too much for him, Miss Lane.
Yes, I guess it was. I'm afraid I'm still in the dark.
Well, you see, we were hired as actors, but he certainly out-trooped us with that performance as the shadow.
Indeed, he did. If he'd been able to make himself invisible, he'd have been better than the original.
Mr. Cranston, your voice was better than his.
Oh, really not that good.
Whoa, wait a minute now. As I see it, Lamont, you impersonated the shadow as the final act in your little comedy.
I'm guilty, Margot.
Uh-huh. And the only thing you couldn't do was make yourself invisible?
Well, I couldn't very well do that. You can understand, Margot.
Oh, yes. Yes, I can understand, Lamont. And as for your three jovial chums, they're just hired actors.
Good ones, too. Local managers, please note.
I see. Well, from now on, Mr. Cranston, if you don't mind, I'll take all my performances behind the footlights.
Final word from the shadow in a moment, but first...
Hi, this is Red McElvain, inviting you to join me every morning on the Red McElvain Show, now 6 to 10 a.m. on KHJ Radio. Every morning we've got Leo DeRocher, an Army Archer with his big movie stars, our KHJ weather jet, the McElvain weather vane, advice for the love-worn, early morning nursery rhymes, and we've got lots of, you know, interesting guests and things like that going on. A lot of information and the finest in music every morning on the Red McElvain Show, 6 to 10 a.m. Listen to it forward like this, or if you're a backward person, listen to it backwards. Yes. No, you know me, bro. But if you're a forward-thinking person, then jump in on the Red McElvain Show and listen to it like this.
The Shadow will return again next Sunday after the 5 p.m. news.